Robert Myers, another Dr. Taylor staff, and I were sent to the fleet on the West Coast with a small shortwave transmitter and a portable shortwave receiver to match. The receiver was fitted with a constant impedance signal measuring bridge. I've not seen one outside of the museum for many years. It had some 100 pairs of contacts and an arm to reach them. The receiver output was connected to one of the end of the box and the headset to the other. In use, you adjusted the arm and you could just recognize the signals. For our tests, the transmitter was set up between the bridge and the foremast, just after the two big forward turrets, which is deemed by the pessimist to be the worst possible place. Bobby manned the transmitter. I went out in a boat about 5 miles with a crew of sailors, of course, and started circles. This is off Long Beach, California. On the California, where the transmitter was located, a man with a Polaris kept watch on our position. Bobby sent V's, nonsense, and stuff, and every 10 degrees on signal from the watchman, sent a dash, at which time I'd record the signal strength. We circled that ship at least half a day at various distances, and needless to say, we found no shadows. The evidence was now in on CW, and basically on shortwave, but still the top naval staff was not sold. The fleet was scheduled to make a trip to Australia, so Dr. Taylor arranged for the fleet command ship to have a high-frequency transmitter receiver board. Fred Schnell, then with ARRL at Hartford, was holding a commission in the Naval Reserve, was called to active duty and sent to the fleet. Transmitters and receivers, matching that with the fleet, were sent to Pearl Harbor, Leo Navy Yard, Naval Headquarters in Washington, and of course, the laboratory. Fred maintained schedules with all of them. The ARC transmitters faded out about halfway to Australia from Hawaii. High frequency stayed on and was able to handle all the fleet traffic the whole trip. Short waves had arrived, and the advice of NRL was never afterwards questioned. So much for stability.